Om Akhandam Satchidanandam
Akhandam Satchidanandam
Avang Manasagocharam
Avang Manasagocharam
Atmanam Akhiladharam
Atmanam Akhiladharam
Ashraye Bhishta Siddhaye
Ashraye Bhishta Siddhaye
Artato Pidvayanandam
Artato Pidvayanandam
Atita Dvaita Bhanataha
Atita Dvaita Bhanataha
Guru Narajya Vedanta Saram Vakshe Yathamati
Guru Narajya Vedanta Saram Vakshe Yathamati.
You notice how we chanted all the way through that second line because Vedanta Saram is one word. So sometimes we will break it the first few times we chant it just so we can get through it, but after that we have to go all the way through when it breaks, when the pause will break a word. Okay? All right. We're on the Kamyani. Did you say the verse of that is?
Seven.
Yeah, okay. Kamyani.
Kamyani.
Swaragadi, Swaragadi.
Swaragadi.
Ishta Sadhanani.
Ishta Sadhanani.
Jyotishtoma.
Jyotishtoma.
Adini.
Adini.
So Kamyani, Swaragadi, Ishta Sadhanani, Jyotishtoma Adini. Now, what we're going to be doing here is if you go back to the previous verse beginning with the Adhikari 2, you'll see that it gives a list of these karmas. It says Kamya, Nishiddha, right? Kamya, Nishiddha, there's five of them. Kamya, Nishiddha, Nitya, Naimittika, Prayaschitta. So those are five karmas, and then Upasana. So these five were listed in the previous verse beginning with Adhikari. And also listed was the Sadhana Chatushtaya. So now we're going to go through and these next verses will expand upon this Adhikari verse, verse 6. Okay? So we're starting with the first of the karmas, types of karmas that are being listed, which is called Kamya. It says Kamyani, which is in the nominative plural. Then Swarga Adi. Swarga means heaven. Adi, etc. Ishta, desired. Sadhanani, means. Sadhanani, the different means. I'll put this together and I just want to give you the vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
So Kamyani are being desired. Okay? Mm-hmm. Let me translate it first, but for now just take it as karmas for that which are desired, for desired objects. Jyotishtoma. The Jyotishtoma is a particular type of ritual that is enjoined in the Vedas to be done for those who desire Swargaloka. So they'll do on a daily basis this Jyotishtoma karma. It's a ritual that's being done. So like the Jyotishtoma, etc. So the Kamya karmas are actual rituals, basic rituals that are done in order to achieve a desired object. So that's, remember the word kama means desire or desired object. Kamya means that Kamya karmas are those karmas which are done to accomplish for desired objects. For those
potential.
Yeah, you can take for that which is to be, for that which is desired, something like that. Kamya karmas are rituals for that which is desired. For things desired, to gain desired, to fulfill desires, or the Kamyani karma. We usually say just Kamya karmas, right? So, rituals for obtaining desired results. So, look at how he defines it. Swarga, Adi, heaven, etc. Ishta, desired, sadhanani. So, the Kamya karmas are sadhanas. They are means in the form of rituals. But sadhana, remember? Sadhana means a means to gain something, is a sadhana. So, they are sadhana. They are the means for that which is desired. Ishta, past passive participle. They are means for that which is desired, such as Adi, Swarga. such as heaven, etc. So they are the means, the sadhanas, for that which is desired, ishta, such as swarga, etc. Swarga, adi, ishta, desired, sadhanani, means. Okay? Now, jyotishtoma adini, the sadhanas for things which are desired, beginning with jyotishtoma, or jyotishtoma, etc. So the sadhanas, he's giving an example of the sadhanas, of a means. The jyotishtoma ritual is the means for gaining swargaloka. So that's why he says swarga adi, such as swarga. Then he gives a Vedic ritual called jyotishtoma karma, which you do in order to gain swargaloka. Do you see it? So now, in the Vedas, what we're looking at, in the Vedas, they're going to list, they list several types of karmas. The first one we're talking here is the kamya karmas. Those are the rituals, Vedic rituals you can do to attain something that you desire, like swargaloka, putra kameshti, desire to have a son is a famous one. They can do rituals in order to bring the rains, which is another common one, you know, in order to cure yourself of a certain illness. So there's all kinds of, in order to gain prosperity, there's all kinds of Vedic rituals that you can do in order to achieve a desired object of some sort. But all the way from swarga to a child or, you know, for any desired object. It's called those are the kamya karmas. So here, now he's done this first one. So kamyani swargadishta sadhanani jyotishtoma adini. Okay? The next one, nishiddhani. Narakadi, Anishta, Sadhanani. So it actually goes Naraka, Adi, Anishta, Sadhanani. Brahmana Hanana, Adini. Now, second one, the Nishiddha Karmas. These are not rituals, necessarily rituals. They're any actions. Those actions, so nishiddha karmas, are sadhanas, those karmas, which are a means, a sadhana, for anishta, for that which is anishta, undesired. Mm-hmm. Right? Ishta is desired, anishta is undesired. So nishiddha karmas are the means for undesired results such as hell. Naraka is hell. Naraka.
Why would one perform karmas?
It's not a ritual, but if you kill somebody, for instance, or you could, if you do a papa.
So it's severe papa. Yeah.
It's any papa. He's giving the most severe papa right now, mm-hmm. as we'll see. So hell, etc. Naraka, adi. Mm. Anishta, undesired. So these terms, ishta, anishta, come all the time. Desired, undesired. Mm. Right? Like punya gives ishta, that which is desired. Papa gives anishta. Ishta, anishta. Okay, so naraka means hell. Naraka, etc. Obviously, naraka would be anishta. So the nishiddha karmas are, karmas here just means actions, not rituals. Mm-hmm. Just any kind of action which is a means for something which will result in, right? It's a sadhana. It's the means for gaining an anishta result, an undesired, such as hell. Naraka adi anishta sadhanani. Now he gives an example. Brahmana hanana. The killing, hanana. The killing of a brahmana. Brahmana kshatriya. Kshatriya. Vaishya, Shudra, so Brahman is the priestly class. Like the killing of a cow, the killing of a Brahmana. Brahmana is a great, great papa. So the Brahmana Hanana is often quoted as when we're talking about a Nishiddha Karma or a papa, because it's the extreme. It's going to what they consider an extreme sin, extreme papa, that will lead to hell. So they use it just as an example.
Okay.
Brahmana, Hanana, Adini, etc. Right? Mm-hmm. So here's an example of Nishiddha karmas. Okay, now, I'm just going to make a point as we go on. The first two karmas that are being introduced are the kamya karmas and the Nishiddha karmas. Both of these karmas are something which the mumukshu will give up completely. In other words, if I'm a mumukshu and a Hindu mumukshu, I'm going to be now, as a mumukshu, giving up doing Vedic rituals that are for the sake of gaining an object in samsara, fulfilling the desire. I'm going to give up those rituals. If I continue to do, if I were for some reason enjoined to do a kamya karma, which you're not, I'll talk about this in a minute, I would be doing that ritual only for antakarana shuddhi. Mm-hmm. So the mumukshu is going to give up doing kamya karmas. Kamya karmas are not enjoined. In other words, the Veda doesn't say you must do kamya karmas. You only do kamya karmas because you want to use the Vedas to get a particular result. The Vedas will say you do not, it will make, you know, a prohibition. Don't do nishedha karmas. You know, some Swamiji will always say something like suram na pibet. Don't drink alcohol. There's another one I don't remember in the Sanskrit that says don't eat flesh.
That's the tantra. That's the kind of break all this. Yeah.
But anyway, so here the nishiddha karmas, the mumukshu will avoid nishiddha karmas, right, because they produce papa and also they produce agitation in the mind, right? And they will avoid kamya karmas because these are the two things that just lead to samsara. They lead to pain. Okay, so these two he cites first. Later he'll tell that we're going to get rid of those two as a mumukshu. Avoid those. So now he goes on. Are they clear with me on this?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the next one. Nityani. Akarane. Pratyavaya. Sadhanani. Sandhya Vandana.
Sandhya Vandana.
So the Sandhya Vandana.
Sandhya Vandana.
Adini.
Adini.
Okay. Now we come to the Nitya Karmas. Nityani Karmani. The Nitya Karmas are the ones that are enjoined on a daily basis. As a Hindu, and depending upon your stage in life and whether you're a man or a woman, there's certain karmas that are enjoined on you to do on a daily basis. Those are the nitya karmas. So here he says, the nityani, so now we know, nitya means always. You do them always, the daily. Akarane, locative singular, in the not doing, karana means doing, akarana, not doing, okay? In not doing, pratyavaya sadhanani, in not doing, when they're not being done, sadhanani, they become the means for pratyavaya. Pratyavaya means going off in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
I have to talk a little bit about that. Pratyavaya means going off on another course.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be an example of a nitya karma? Sandhya vandana, etc. The Sandhya Vandana, the Sandhya means twilight. When we say twilight, we mean in the morning and in the evening, when the sun isn't showing, right? But it's, sunrise and sunset before the sun is completely down, before the sun is up. That's the twilight. So at twilight, in the morning or evening, there are certain prayers like the Gayatri, which are enjoined. So every morning there's a set of prayers that a Hindu should do, and every evening. Okay, so it's called Sandhya Vandana, those prayers that are enjoined. So the nitya, so that's the example he gives for these nitya karmas, these karmas that are enjoined on a daily basis. Now he says, the nitya karmas themselves don't exactly give a result. We'll see later that they do give a result in terms of antakarana shuddhi and also helping you to go to what's called the Pitraloka. The good heavenly world when this body dies, you go to the Pitraloka, the loka of the ancestors. Okay, so they do have a result, but
they keep you on track.
But that's the main thing. Because this is the logic from a Vedantic point of view. It's argued a little bit by the Nyayayikas. There's some different perspectives on this.
It's like good daily routines, kind of. Yeah.
So, yeah. But this is the idea. The not doing of something, this is the logic to understand here, the Vedantic argument for this. The not doing of something doesn't produce a result. Because something which doesn't exist doesn't produce anything. Right? So it's not like the not doing of the nitya karmas will give you papa. It won't give you papa, it won't give you anything because you're not doing it. Right? Do you understand that? Like you have to do something to produce a result. Well, if you don't do it, you're not producing a result. And what's the problem with not doing it? Is that if you're not doing it, then you're doing something else. You can find yourself going off track. Of course, because you're not following those Vedic injunctions that are meant to keep you within the fold of the Vedas, within the fold of Antakarna Shuddhi. Now you're not doing them, so that you'll be doing something else.
Yeah.
And so it can cause you to go off track. That's called the pratyavaya. Okay? Mm-hmm. So so that's why it says, that it's not giving a positive pola here, a positive result. It's saying if you're not doing it, it can lead you off course. That's the pratyavaya. Mm-hmm. So it says, akarane. In not doing it, pratyavaya sadhanani, they become the means for going off course. Mm-hmm. So, and an example is the sandhya vandana, which is enjoined during twilight, morning or evening, certain prayers that are enjoined. Okay? Mm-hmm. So those are the nitya karmas. Now, karma yogi will continue. A mumukshu is a karma yogi who hasn't taken sannyasa, will continue with their nitya karmas. Those, any karmas that are enjoined by the Vedas, those karmas you continue to do as a mumukshu, but you're doing it for antakarna shuddhi. Right? That's the sankalpa, is for antakarna shuddhi. Okay? Okay? Let's do the next one. Naimittikani.
Naimittikani.
Putra janmadi.
Putra janmadi.
Anubandhini.
Anubandhini.
Jatesh Jadini.
Jatesh
Jadini. Jate Ishta Adini.
Jate Ishta Adini.
Jateshti. I think it's Jateshti, sorry. Jate Ishti. Adini. I was looking at it something else. Let me make sure it's Ishti, because I know the Jateshti, so it must be. I was looking at it as a potential.
Nayamitika karmas are done to produce a certain result.
Okay, anyway, let's do it. Now that Nayamitika means that which is occasioned. There has to be a cause or a reason for it. And so we call them the occasional karmas. Karmas that are done because of a particular reason. Like, for instance, weddings, birthdays, the naming of a child. You know, these are all particular karmas, the gaining the sacred thread. Even the taking of sannyasa is a karma, right? It's occasioned. Karmas that are done for particular occasions. Even Shraddha, which is for when a parent dies on the anniversary, every year on the anniversary of their death, there's a karma that is done. So those are Naimittika karmas. Nimitta means it...
enjoined?
No. Nimitta means it has a cause. Right? It has a nimitta. The cause-effect, anything that has effect has a nimitta. Mm-hmm. What brought it about, what caused it. So that's called Naimittika, that which is brought about by an occasion. Okay. So now he says, Naimittikani. Do we read this?
Yes.
Yeah, we did. Putra Janmadi. Okay. Putra Janma, the birth of a son. Putra son, Janma birth, Adi. Putra Janmadi. Anubandini. Anubandha means associated with, connected with. So that which is connected with the birth of a son, etc. Putra, Janma, Adi, Anubandhini. So the Naimittika karmas are those karmas which are connected with events like the birth of a son, etc. And he gives an example of the jateshti adini. The jateshta is, after a son has been born, there are karmas that are done around the birth of that son. I'm not sure which they are, but I know that there are karmas that are done after the birth of a son that are done on particular occasions.
So this is the name of that...
of a particular karma.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jateshti, yeah, is the name of an actual karma. The Naimittika karmas, that's the name. So you've learned now you've learned Kamya and Nishiddha. Those are the karmas we'll be giving up. Then you learn Nitya. These are the daily karmas that have to be done. Naimittika are those karmas that are occasional, brought about by specific occasions, such as the Jateshti, right, associated with the birth of a son. Okay for that?
Mm-hmm.
Then, Prayaschittani.
Papakshaya.
Sadhanani.
Sadhanani.
Chandrayana.
Chandrayana.
Adini.
Adini.
Now, Prayaschittani. The Prayaschitta karmas are the karmas that are Papakshaya Sadhanani. Those karmas which are the means for eliminating Papa. Papakshaya. Kshaya means to destroy, get rid of, eliminate. Papa, sin. So the Prayaschitta karmas are the things that karmas that we do, you know, in order to neutralize, to get rid of our papa karmas. So papa kshaya sadhanani. Such as Chandrayanam. Chandrayana, Swamiji is always using this as a famous tapas. The Chandrayana is where we fast according to the cycle of the moon.
Oh, yeah. Ekadashi.
We fast according to the cycle of the moon, which means that on the full moon, you have 15 bites of your meal. Divide your meal into 15 bites. That's on. So now, full moon. Now there's going to be 15 days to the new moon. And so each day you take one less bite, 14, 13, 12, down to 0 bites. Then you have 15 days back up to the full moon again. And now you take 1 bite, 2 bites, 3 bites, 4 bites, up to 15 bites. Okay? That means each. So that's considered a great tapas. I've talked about this before, but Chandrayanam, it's a great tapas because it's so difficult to do. Because it's a month-long fasting. And it's not like it's easier just to go a cold turkey and not eat at all.
Yeah.
You know, so it requires you're always having to discipline yourself for 1 month. That's really an interesting...
And that's supposed to neutralize papa karma.
It's considered a great tapas.
Wow. Because you're using your will.
You're using your will and there's sacrifice. Every day there's a sacrifice that's being made. You know, there's a... You're denying your kama because the body will have a natural desire, you know, to eat more on both going down and going up. You have to say, I don't get another bite. Or you have to say, I'm only going to get one more bite. You know, so it's a whole month long of deprivation in a sense. Going to, you know, using your will to control the urge of the body to eat. If you fast after a couple of days, you don't have a hunger anymore.
Yeah.
You know, with this, there's a continual hunger, so there's a continual sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So that's considered a very famous one. And so it says, Prayaschittani, Papakshaya Sadhanani, Chandrayana Adini, right? So the Chandrayana. So that's important. In fact, it's good to memorize that name, Chandrayana, if you remember what it is, because it comes up all the time. Okay. Now.
One more.
Okay. Now we've done. The next one is Vipassana. So now we've looked at the karmas. So let's just go through them. Just repeat after me. Kamya Nishiddha.
Kamya Nishiddha.
So Kamya Karma, Nishiddha Karma.
Kamya
So the kamya and nishiddha karmas are the ones that you will avoid, right? Kamya is the karmas I do for desired objects, and nishiddha karmas are those that are forbidden in the Vedas, and that will bring about, you know, papa, undesirable results. So, kamya nishiddha. These, I'm emphasizing all this because Swamiji will just rattle these off all of the time in his talks. So, kamya nishiddha. Then there's the karmas that are enjoined. The enjoined karmas are nitya and naimittika. Okay? Nitya, naimittika. Nitya karma, naimittika karma.
Nitya karma, naimittika.
So Swamiji will say the nitya karmas, the naimittika karmas, you know? So, also he'll use these terms that we looked at last week, viddhi nisheda. Viddhi nisheda, the viddhis are what are enjoined by the Vedas, right? Viddhi, enjoined karmas. Nisheda, forbidden karmas. So he'll say, viddhi nisheda. And then the viddhi, the enjoined karmas, would be the nitya naimittika karmas. The nisheda karmas are those nishiddha karmas, karmas that are forbidden. Okay? So you'll hear these terms, viddhi nisheda, in terms of the injunctions and the prohibitions. Viddhi nisheda. The Vedas makes injunctions and prohibitions. The Vedas makes viddhis, the viddhi and nisheda. Okay? So now we've got kamya karma, nishiddha karmas. We've got the viddhis, which are the nitya naimittika, and now the prize chitta are also discussed in the Vedas, and those are karmas that you can do to repair the damage of the nishiddha karmas. Right? In order to neutralize, to eliminate the papas. Okay, so those are prayaschitta karmas. So these are the karmas that are discussed in the Vedas in terms of viddhi and nisheda. Okay? Now he in the previous verse, the adhikari verse, he talks about one other thing here, upasanani. Mm-hmm. So see that upasanani.
Upasanani.
Saguna. Brahma Vishya,
Brahma Vishya,
Manasa,
Manasa,
Vyapara,
Vyapara,
Rupani,
Rupani,
Chandilya,
Chandilya,
Vidya,
Vidya,
Adini,
Adini.
Okay. Now he says, also upasanas. Upasanas are also dealt with in the first part of the Vedas and in the Vedanta. In the Chandogya Upanishad, especially the Brihadaranyaka, there are many upasanas that are listed there. So now he's going to talk about what is an upasana. So upasanani, namatapura, upasanas. What are they? Saguna Brahma. Brahman with attributes. Saguna Brahman is Ishwara. You know, it's Hiranyagarbha. So Saguna Brahma, Vishya. Vishya, now the word Vishya has different meanings. Vishya here means whose subject matter or whose focus is. That's a Vishya. Another word, Vishya, is also used for the object of any sense organ. Like, what is the Vishya for my eyes? Color. What is the Vishya for my ears? Sound. So the Vishya can mean a sense object. It can also mean the subject matter of something, or what something is intent on or focused on. Okay, so here we say Saguna Brahma Vishya, that which whose focus is or whose subject matter is Saguna Brahman. Saguna Brahman Vishya Manasa Vyapara. Manasa means of the mind, a vyapara, an activity. Vyapara means any action or activity of the mind. So a manasa vyapara is a mental activity focused on Saguna Brahma. Saguna Brahma, Vishya, manasa vyapara, rupani. So this says the upasanas have for their rupa, are in the form of.
Rupa in the form of.
Yeah, in the form, or whose nature. You can just say the upasanas are in the form of mental activities which are focused on Saguna Brahma. which have Saguna Brahman as their vishaya, as their content, subject matter. So if I say, what is the form? What makes up in an upasana? What is its rupa? What is its form? What is its nature? The nature of an upasana is mental activity, which has for its subject matter Saguna Brahman. Or the nature of an upasana is mental activity, which is focused on Saguna Brahman, Ishwara. Okay? So now he gives an example of an upasana, Shandilya Vidya Adini. The Shandilya Vidya is an upasana that's discussed in chapter 3 of the Chandogya. And you'll find, you can read it, I haven't really paid any attention to it, I just know that about it. And it's often quoted, but they actually, I haven't gone through the chapter 3 of the Chandogya to go through all of those visualizations that are involved. But the Shandilya Vidya is one upasana, and there are many, many upasanas. So those upasanas have for their subject matter Saguna Brahman. Okay? So he gives that the upasanas such as Shandilya Vidya have for their are in the form of mental activity, which have for their subject matter Saguna Brahman, such as Shandilya Vidya. Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. So those are upasanas.
Shandilya.
It's in your book there. Shandilya. Shandilya Vidya. Everybody see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do one more here. This kind of ties it up a little bit. Not completely, but. Ete Shan. Nityadini. Nityadinam. Buddhi-shuddhihi.
Param-prayojanam.
Upasana-nam-tu.
Shitta-aikagriyam.
Tam-etam-atmanam. Anuvachanena.
Brahmanaha
Vidirishanti
Yajnena
Ityadi Shrutehe
Tapasa
Kalmasham Hanti
Ityadi
Smritescha. Okay.
Do you have in that first quote, do you have Vedanu Vachanena or do you have Anu? You said it's a different word in the book.
I have Vedanu Vachanena. Oh. It can be Veda. It'll break down into Veda, okay. Anu Vachanena. Mm-hmm. Vedanu Vachanena. Okay. I was breaking the words, that's okay. All. Do you have Vedanu Vachanena? Okay, it should be Vedanu Vachanena. With the two words, Veda and Anu Vachanena, making a compound. Okay. Ete sham, genitive plural, of these, beginning with nitya, nityadinam, notice he's left out kamya and nisheda. Mm-hmm. So first he did kamya nisheda, then he started a series nitya, nainitika, prayaschitta, and upasana. Okay? So now those are the four, nitya, nainitika, prayaschitta, and upasana. Now what he's going to do is say now, of the nitya, etc., and then of the upasana. So he's going to take nitya, naimittika, and prayaschitta, and then he's going to do upasana. So of these, the nitya, etc., right, the ones that are daily, buddhi shuddhihi, the purification of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Buddhi shuddhihi. Shuddhi is purity. The purity of the mind. Buddhi shuddhi, nominative singular, param prayojanam, is the primary result. Param means it's the most important result. Param, so we would say primary prayojanam, primary purpose. So the primary result, the primary prayojana, primary purpose of the nitya karmas, nitya, etc., is purification, purity of mind.
Mm-hmm. So Bhuti Shuddhi is the nominative singular. And there's no verb. So the purity of mind is the primary priyojanam. Priyojanam is neuter. So buddhi shuddhi, param priyojanam. Buddhi shuddhi is the primary param priyojanam, purpose. Ete sham nityadi nam, of these, beginning with the nitya karmas. So we're going to be looking here for the nitya karmas. What he's talking about? Nitya, namitika, prayaschitta. He's not including upasana because we see that in the next phrase here. Upasana nam too. Whereas for the upasanas, genitive plural, of the upasanas, chitta aikagriyam, the single pointedness. Aikagriyam comes from eka agra. Eka means one, agra tip or point. Aikagriyam means one pointedness, single pointedness. So the single-pointedness of the mind means the mind's ability to focus, to concentrate, to hold. Like if I do, for instance, if I do an upasana on an image, what I'm trying to do is hold that image in my mind. So I'm developing the ability for the mind to stay concentrated on one, single-pointed on one thing. So he says, for upasanas, of the upasanas, the single-pointedness of mind, it is single-pointedness of mind, is what param prayojanam. So param prayojanam means primary purpose goes on both sides. The primary purpose of the nitya karmas, etc., is buddhi shuddhi, purity of mind. The primary purpose of upasanas, however, too, is single-pointedness of mind. Do you see it? Now he gives two famous quotes. One quote from the Shruti, which means from the Upanishads and the Vedas. The Shruti is the Vedas. And he's going to give another quote from the Smriti. The Smriti are those things that have been written after the Vedas, like the Manusmriti, for instance, or even the Bhagavad Gita, the Rama Sutras, all the Prakarana Granthas, all of the Shastras that are written in support of the Vedas. Those are Smriti. Only the Vedas themselves, are, whatever is in the Vedas themselves, is considered Shruti. It's revealed knowledge is the Shruti.
Shruti means commentaries?
Not just commentaries. Anything that is written, you know, like the Bhagavad Gita is not a commentary, but it's not included in the Vedas. But it's it should be in line. If it's Shruti, it should be in line with the Vedas.
Additional.
It should be in line with the Vedas, but it's not the Vedas. Right? Like Krishna's Bhagavad Gita is Smriti, the Ramayana is Smriti, the Mahabharata is Smriti, Bhagavad Gita is Smriti, Brahma Sutras is Smriti, the Vyakarna, you know, anything that is in support of the Vedas.
And they're all chronologically after.
Yeah, they're all after. Okay, so, because they're man-made, they're not apaurusheyam comes from apurusha, apaurusheyam, means not man-made, revealed, right? Paurusheyam, it's born of a human. So the Vedas, which are Shruti, they're apaurusheyam. They're revealed knowledge, not human, of human origin. Whereas the Smriti literally means that which is remembered, right? The Smriti is paurusheyam, it's coming from human origin.
That's a nice one.
Even though the Smriti must be, for the Smriti to be valid, it can't contradict the Vedas. Okay? So, here's the first quote, partial quote. Now, this is from the Brihadaranyaka. Tam etam, so we do have to make,
Tam etam.
Atmanam.
Atmanam.
Veda.
Veda.
Now this is a compound. Veda. Anuvachanena.
Anuvachanena.
Brahmana.
Brahmana.
Vividishanti.
Vividishanti.
Yajnena.
Yajnena.
Ityadi shrutehe.
Ityadi shrutehe.
Actually, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's not a compound. Veda is one who knows. And anuvachanena is something else. So Veda is the verb. Sorry, I was thinking of one who... Anyway, it could be either way, but it's not. One knows that this self. Tam, that. Etam, this. Atmanam, self. Veda. One knows that this self. Now remember that tam, etam, that this construction? This is a sentence in the middle of a section in the Brihadaranyaka. So the self that they've just been talking about, this self that we've just been talking about, one knows. One knows this self, which is that we've just been talking about, tam etam atmanam veda, anuvachanena.
Okay.
Maybe I made a mistake again. I'm sorry. Well, maybe I was right the first time. I don't know why I'm getting confused. Anyway, let me just keep going off to straighten it out. Brahmanaha, take Brahmanaha, the Brahmanas, vividishanti, see that? The Brahmanas, nominative plural, they desire to know that this self, tam etam atmanam, this is, I'm sorry, I had it right the first time, Veda anuvachanena, so you're going to have to scratch all that. By the anuvachana, by the recitation of the Vedas. Vedasya anuvachanena is a compound. Brahmanas desire to know. Vividishanti is a desiderative. Is a desiderative means a desire to know, like mumuksha or jignasa, you know, this is Vividishanti, one who has the desire to know. The Brahmanahas, the Brahmanas, plural, they desire to know that this self by the Anuvachana. Anuvachana is when you're studying the Vedas, you learn how to recite it orally. So it's either by the oral recitation of the Vedas, and it can also mean by the study, Anuvachana. So by the study of the Vedas or by the recitation of the Vedas, then by yajna, by the performance of sacrifice, and then it will go on to say by tapas. And some other things. So he's using this verse to support this buddhi shuddhi. And then the first one is for the buddhi shuddhi, nityana nityaka karmas. And then tapasa, or they both do both actually. Tapasa kalmasham hanti. Hanti, he destroys impurity by tapas. Tapasa, by tapas, kalmasham, impurity. Hanti, he destroys from han. Han plus ti, han plus ti.
Oh,
second gana. He destroys kalmasham, impurity, tapasa from tapas, instrumental singular by tapas. He destroys impurity by tamas.
By tapas.
Tapas.
Awesome.
It's Yadi. That's how I'm doing. You're getting all in a mess here.
We're here.
Okay. Anyway, I know it's time to quit. And from the Shruti. So it says, It's Yadi Shrutehe. Do you see that first one after the Yajnana? Thus, by this Shruti, etc., by this and other Shrutis, because this is from the first one's from the Brihadaranyaka, thus this, from this Shruti, etc., then tapasa kalmasham hanti, thus from this Smriti, from we say literally from such Smritis as this one. These are two Smritis that are supporting this buddhi shuddhi and chitta aikagriya.
So Manu is a Smriti?
It's Smriti. The Manu Smriti, yeah. Manu Shastra is Smriti. Mm. So what I wanted to say is that often Shankara and other, and just in the tradition, when they're giving supporting verses, they'll give one from the Shruti and one from the Smriti. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very frequently. Yeah. Let's stop there, and I'll try to, this verse, I think I'm going to try to quote that whole verse, this Tamei Tamatman, Veda Anuvachanena. That's a really famous verse. Okay, make sure you get that Vedasya Anuvachanena, not Veda. See, the problem there, Veda is also a word, so you could say one who knows that this Atma by Anuvachana, such and such.
Right, right.
But because there's the Brahmanaha Nivadishanti, that has to take that subject. You see what I mean? That object, Tam Etamatam, that's why. So it could break either way, but in the context it should be that way. The way we did it the second time. Okay, let's stop. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.